Blog Talk Radio.
This is the operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
What up?
Hey, Desi.
Hey.
I'm gonna get a crick in my neck doing this damn show tonight.
You know what?
A crook in my neck. The kids broke the house phone, so now I'm doing it from my cell phone, but I don't really have a signal on my cell phone, so I got my head cocked.
Oh.
My neck hurts. Long story short. I'm trying to get the other number. Brandy wants the number, too. Can you give her the number?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Lord, here come these kids.
Oh, let me just post it in the room. I was going to message her, but I'm just going to post it up.
Yeah, she messaged it in the admin room. But I can't get in there right now. I'm trying not to use too many pages. I don't want this to shut down.
Oh.
My notifications are going crazy, so it's trying to freeze it.
Yeah, what the hell? Everyone's, like, posting shit.
She's making a move, right?
Huh?
It keeps jumping.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I'm making a post in the admin room.
Sure, I posted it up.
Okay. Silly. I see it. Oh, that's the good number too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to save that one somewhere.
I got the good numbers. Where's everyone else?
Somebody right here. Well, they're just listening. 313. You have to push 1 if you want to talk.
313. Where the hell is that?
I don't know. I think it might be Mr.
Oh?
Mr. M-I-S-T-A-H.
Mr. Grind, right?
That's my low key boo. Oh. 313, you're on.
What up, Bob?
Who's this? 313? I told you it's my low key boo.
We know 313 gonna always be missed. Ain't nobody else in Detroit talking to him.
True.
He has your number memorized.
Huh?
I'm starting to. Because I got to type your names in every time you guys call. So I keep up with who's on and who's not.
Who are all on? Ain't nobody on?
Just me, you, and Desi right now. I'm trying to get Brandy on. Because she's, you know, the other half of Desi's story.
Other half of Desi's story.
I ain't got no stories. You ain't never been in love online. I don't thirst online. You say I don't thirst? No. I ain't never seen no thirst. Oh, Lord. Tiffany got her titty out on the wall. Say that. Who does? Right click and save to desktop because she talks mad shit about people posting their nipples on Facebook. I need this for later.
Let's get it.
I'm not going to yellow arrow it, but I can clearly recall Tiffany Farson saying, and if you're listening, you know I'm right, that you don't post slutty pictures on the wall.
Hold on. No, Tiffany did.
Yes, she did, and I see moon pie nipple hanging out over her index finger.
Ooh.
See, Smash House just said, oh, shit.
I'm on live right on time.
She look like she get her cooch ate, too, the way her face looked.
Oh, my God.
She getting it in.
They about to have fun with her.
Mm-hmm. She said she did not post those pictures. Oh, my gosh, someone, D-Nice. D-Nice knows better. He got, oh, my God. And I like D-Nice. Why'd he post that?
What was it, a penis?
It says, which numbers are you lazy? The grabber, the kisser, the gagger, the jagger. And it's just like 15 dicks and women sucking them.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, D-Nice.
I think I've seen one of those. I was like, what the fuck? Let me copy this and put it in the admin room.
What up?
If you're online, hold on 1 second.
Desi,
remind me that was D-Nice, so when we get off, I can do it. I liked him. Well,
what
he's gone. I'd have banned him. We don't do nudity in Planet O'Shea.
Oh, he posted some. I thought he posted one of them pictures, like funny pictures.
Oh, it was on the wall, and
I
went funny. It was a chick was gagging, the other one was spitting. Mm-mm, that's a no-no in Planet O'Shea.
Okay, that's a violation too.
Yep, that's a major violation.
I'm glad I left that motherfucker where it was at.
You get banned for nudity faster than you would get banned for anything else. All right, I'm giving Brandy the number again.
Oh, yeah? I got this motherfucker saved in.
Do you? Who's 631?
That's all I'm going to have
631, you're on.
That's me, JG.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up?
Congratulations on newbie of the week.
What's going on? Who's on the phone now?
Mr. and Desi.
What up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I'm, you know, Shay Alexander.
Okay, all right.
But I'm divorcing my last name. No, I'm divorcing that last name. Fuck that.
What
I'm going
to
be Alexander. I don't know.
Where the hell did Alexander come from?
It was a name that I didn't see anybody else in the group with, and I didn't want to be accused of being an e-ho. So I said, let me use this shit because I can't be accused or linked to nobody else.
I seen somebody with an Alexander last night already.
Who?
somebody trying to say name up there.
Was it a girl or a guy?
No, a dude.
Fuck, I need a new last name in.
I forgot the name like I'm a swear.
Marry me, JG, so I can have your last name.
You guys talk with the thickest accent.
We're from the country.
I ain't got no accent.
Yes, you do. You country.
Country? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That's right there.
I am nowhere near country. Where y'all get that from?
You ain't far
Michigan.
From it either.
Detroit,
you from
Michigan?
Michigan.
313, Detroit, Michigan.
You might have a Google phone number because you sound like you from up the block.
Oh, shit. Nah, I ain't got no Google number. It's my number.
Oh, Tiffany,
I wonder who's
got
listening now.
I don't know, but Tiffany is wilding out on the wall. She got some dude's face crammed in her breast, and I see moon pie nipple again.
Oh, is that nudity?
It is, but I don't know. I'm going to let one of the other admins do that. Because you know how white people, their nipples are pink, so it blends into the skin. You can't really tell it's a nipple. I can tell, though. I see it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I was looking, I probably could tell, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, where did Desi go?
Oh, she's right like here. That lurking.
So, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Talking. Where are you from?
I'm in New York right now.
Oh, okay. New York. We're supposed to be talking about e-boos and online romances, being in love, the messy shit that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Can they last? I don't believe they can, but Desi's trying to prove us wrong.
What did you say? I'm trying to prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see.
Here we gonna see.
Trying to wait for Brandy to call in.
Me too. And we need one more man.
Shit.
I don't think it's gonna be Dominus. Dominus is upset.
Who's Mrs. Ebu? Who's Mrs. Ebu?
Mister.
I don't got one. I just was telling you this, Shay. I don't think nobody likes me.
Whatever.
Don't nobody want
that's
me.
That's not true.
I don't think nobody.
I don't
likes
want, see. That's the thing. When
that's
people
why
get
I
into groups,
in and out.
But when people get into groups, are they looking for an e-boo?
Negative.
No, I sure wasn't. To be honest, I just thought that's what y'all do in that group. You know, so when I did come to the group, of course it probably wasn't the first or second thing I was doing. It just kind of, I don't know how to really say it. I just started, you know, I wasn't really looking either though. It's just a habit that it seemed like what everybody was doing really basically.
It does seem like a lot of them.
Calling myself fitting in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's different
nobody
levels
want
of it,
me. Yeah, I was at the very bottom of it. The last level that it could be. Oh, no. It'll work depending on the effort that the two parties is putting into it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really, if y'all ain't really trying then.
It is
work.
Like a relationship, though. I mean, you
if
come
it's,
in.
Something
you need
serious.
Yeah, but you have to build it. You can't come in one day and then expect,
exactly.
Oh, well, that's my, I don't know how Jay was scooped up Loretta like that, but he did. But
yeah.
Usually, typically, cause he's skinny too. I don't understand. Jay Boo got like some voodoo on him that's getting all the women.
I mean, you know, as you can see, she had a few people who she was like it. You know, I fell back up off of her. You know, I ain't really got no time for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool,
but some people
shit.
Really do get in their feelings over it.
Yeah.
It fucks up their whole
cool.
day. Mm-hmm. Then they put those little subliminal pity post. Oh, I'm leaving. I'll be back. Or maybe not. And it gets no likes and no comments, and then they secretly delete it.
Exactly. For hours.
Mm-hmm. And they come back like nothing happened. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, people be fooling in there.
They really do. I'm curious to see what Brandy sounds like.
Is Brandy in the group?
Fabulous.
Yes, Brandy's an admin.
Oh, yeah, I know that. A lot of female admins.
Yes, there are.
Of course there is, because Joe and Shay want to fuck them all.
There was a lot of females that I thought was admins.
I'm ignoring that comment.
And
again, mister. That is not true. I have not seen Joe try to go with anybody. Notice I said Joe. I have not seen Joe try to or attempt to, other than the e-boo that was secretly in his inbox that I still don't know who the hell it was, try to get with anybody.
I've seen something
like that. Yeah, what's up?
Who's your e-boo?
Oh, my God. You got
is it Karell?
She said it already, low-key. I think it's Karell, but I'm not sure.
Desi,
no.
Desi, is, am I right?
Well, I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I shut the lights off for the guys.
Is JG's e-boo Karell?
Yeah.
I was going to go.
I just ain't want to say it. Damn, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't
saying, he's
I just
cute.
Said
he is
fine.
Really
oh
cute.
Born. Anybody who's listening, their heart's crushed. But I seen that on the post actually like a week.
He said you like that rooster.
Well, he's like, yeah, she refuses to go by. She's like, I need a big rooster. He looks like he's got one, so he's real tall.
He's got
wow.
one.
Oh, my God. Are you guys really tall?
Yo, please.
This
scratch.
Yo, too crazy. I can't.
I only
I'm just
in
saying. Huh?
I said I only seen it in his sweatpants.
In his sweatpants. I think I've seen that pic. The one he sent for Ashley.
Oh.
I seen it in a different group.
You know,
oh, he recycled that pic and said it was for Ashley. That sucked up.
Well, he probably sent it for her first and then put it in the other group.
Yeah, he was like, this shit look good. Let me use it.
And I kept bumping it so that everyone could see it in the other group.
Like, look at my boo.
That shit's funny.
Yeah.
But how long have y'all been e-booing, Jay?
Oh, my God. Ever since I got added to the group. he wanted to add me, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do because I was like, everybody wants to add me. As soon as I got into the group and posted a picture or whatever, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to do. And then, you know, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just add him or whatever. I didn't think anything of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all crazy.
I'm listening.
A lot of people don't need that type of help. We listening, though.
Yeah,
we
listened.
And then I was a newbie, you know, I didn't know what the group was all about. I was just in there, whatever, blah blah blah. I saw a lot of inboxing and I'm like, oh my God, like what the hell? Like what's going on? I added him, and then, like, the next day.
Did she just call him whatchamacallit?
No, listen. Then the next day after I added him, I looked at his profile, and I was like, holy shit. This guy is a pretty boy.
I heard that.
He is though. He's very attractive.
I was like, holy shit, he's a pretty boy. So I sent him a message and I'm like, oh my God. And then he's like, what? And then I'm like, you're a pretty boy. LOL.
you're not even ugly.
I was like, wow, okay. Well, and then ever since then, we just, you know, started talking or whatever. And, yeah.
Then again, I told him my name was not another kind of for you.
What the hell is that?
I can't hear. Who was that?
You know, he's
the strangest guy that you can find. Who's that, Desi?
What?
I think that's Desi's phone in the background.
I don't know what the hell that was.
What was it?
I don't know. It sounded like some random men talking.
Is that?
Yeah,
I thought it was my phone.
Get
through.
Hello?
Yeah. Continue.
Oh, no, that's it, really. I mean, I've been e-booing ever since.
Well, you picked a good one, and y'all have it low-key, which is excellent.
Yeah, no shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was.
It was low-key. Now it's on the radio.
Mister, you've never been in love with anybody on Facebook or any other site?
Oh, man. I got catfished so many times before it was called catfish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There might be a couple people that I might find myself texting, but as far as that love, you know, I don't know. Not really.
No.
I met
like real feelings.
A couple people off of Facebook that I like, you know what I'm saying, but I guess it wasn't shit if I ain't still with them.
Desi, how long y'all been together?
Like beginning of January.
A year?
What?
No.
Did you say a year?
January, I think.
Yeah, this January.
Okay, that's what, a month, right?
I was like a year.
Mr. Smoker, but he's sharp as fuck right now. So was that like 8 days?
No, I mean we were talking before that, so it's not like, I don't know.
It made a year in January?
No.
Why do you keep saying a year?
I know, what the hell, man?
I thought she said a year in January.
That's why I said it was.
I said early January.
Oh.
That's why he was laughing at me.
That shit came out a year.
Yeah,
no, it didn't.
Who do you get hostile with?
She getting attitude. She about to hang up on all of us.
Don't do it, Tessie.
What?
We want to hear Brandy's side.
I want to hear Brandy's side.
Oh, that was Brandy we just heard?
No. We just heard
Desi.
Well, Brandy, put her on the phone.
I'm waiting. We have two in hold, but they're not pushing one to talk. They have to push one if they want to talk. It's a 704 and a 916.
No.
Oh, okay,
Brandy.
So you knew I was on hold, huh?
Yes, sir. I watched you the whole time. Right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need Brandy.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Right, Joe Dirt. Brandy, call in.
Actually, I met my husband online, so I'm not going to say it doesn't work because it does work.
Mm.
But I'm not going to say every relationship works.
I can agree with that.
But I met him on, like, a freak site. I didn't meet him on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking for new dick, point blank, period. Red Light Social Center.
For real? It's still up to running.
Yes, I believe so. I haven't been on it in 6 years.
Oh, you
I ain't even going front. I peek in there once in a while. But I'm not an active member anymore.
Yeah, Red Light.
Red Light Social Center. You can get, like, your own little avatar. You can dress it up. You can sleep with the other people's avatars.
Really?
You can get enough points in coins, and you can buy, like, a sex swing, and you can invite another avatar to come over and swing with you. It's quite interesting.
God.
I never did that, though.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
There's so many places out there, man.
There really is. 704?
What's up?
Who's this?
Hi, everyone. Shut up, wifey. You know who it is anyway. You looked at my number.
Toya! It's my baby.
How is everybody doing?
We're good.
Who the hell is Mr.?
What?
Mr. What's the end of your name? Mr. Do You Write?
Do I write?
Only I think it's Mr. Faith. Do You Write.
What?
With your Facebook screen. I thought your Facebook screen name was Mr. Do You Write.
Mr. Do You Write.
Mr. Grind Write.
Hell,
oh, Mr.
Do
Grind
Write. What the hell is you thinking about?
My bad. You don't know who Mr. is, Toya?
Toya know who this is. Just let your soul blow.
Is it Mr. Grindwrite?
Mr. Grindwrite, not Do You Right.
I don't know. Do me right, do me wrong. I don't know. I'm confused these days.
Oh, no. I never do you wrong. No, that ain't no option. But what up, Toya? How you doing?
Hey, boom.
You all right?
Yes.
She had a bipolar moment yesterday, but she's back.
Yeah.
I know. I peeped that.
You don't want to stay here, so I need to take her with you.
She was going off.
I only went out for her because she made me. I was trying to ignore her.
I was trying to help you ignore her. I was trying to get her sidetracked from your conversation on my conversation about she don't know a fucking thing. And then she went off on me. And I was like, I didn't even do nothing. Now I have to expose her for who she really is. 347.
Right. She act like I forgot that.
Hello?
She met her. Oh, girl.
Hi,
like,
who's speaking?
It's your moss.
I'm about to say
y'all
know who that is.
Wow. I like the sound of that.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Nothing.
Who's on the line?
It is Desi, Mr. JG, Newbie of the Week, Toya, you, and 916. Give me 1 second. 916, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Dominique, how are you guys?
Hi, Dom Dom.
Hey.
What up?
That's going to be a new name.
What it do?
What up? How is Jamal, Mr. Toya? Hey, Boo.
What
up? Hey,
Boo.
Hello.
Wait, what Jay is on the phone?
Oh, we packed tonight.
The newbie of the week.
Hey, gorgeous. Hey.
What's up?
Isn't she pretty? Okay, go sit on the couch.
She's so positive until you fuck with her.
She's straight. I let her go.
She's straight.
What's the topic for tonight?
Topic for tonight is e-love, e-booze, e-dating. Do you think it can work? Have you ever been in e-love?
Yeah, I have. I don't think, I think it can work, but the two people involved would have to keep their business private.
You think two e-boos? Do you think two e-boos can be in one group together?
if they not, yeah, they can. But, you know, because a lot of, you know, a lot of crazy shit be happening.
And a mob too, because people be telling each other business. Like, that wouldn't even nobody business be telling my business. Fuck it, asshole.
Gotta keep it on the down low.
I mean, so if they're on the same page, if they're on the same page, then, it's good. Yeah, they could be in the same group.
I think it's a little bit harder because, like, if your man is out at work and someone flirts with him, you don't necessarily see it. But if he's on the wall and someone flirts with him, it's kind of in your face.
I think that you have to know how to handle yourself. Flirting is flirting, but you have to know when. It's like a line.
There's definitely a line.
Right. Flirting is not like the issue. It's the line that you cross when you do flirt. Like, you have to know when to actually draw the line of respect and not be disrespectful with the flirtatious ways. So flirting is never the issue. It's like having common sense, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be other people that always be trying to, you know, throw salt in it and purposely are disrespectful. And,
well, and I think
try
that's Drina.
Mm-hmm.
Drina seems like she purposely follows Toya around just to be messy.
She does follow me. You saw that?
I've completely seen it. She's been following you for almost a month now.
I got a question.
Toya, you and Kehinde are serious?
Man, Kehinde. Damn, it's like our business all on the, what you call it? Yeah.
I mean, you don't got to answer it, but.
Say Jesus asked.
Yes, talk, and yes, huh? You know, we have been involved, and yes, we talk. That's serious. Like, that's face-to-face time. Like,
oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's like, but as in, like, me feeling like he can't talk to nobody. No, that's not how I roll, and he knows that's not how I feel. But I feel as if at the end of the day, it should be some respect level.
Word.
Well, the reason why I asked that was because, you know, I always go back and forth with him over you. But
because
I be playing.
He knows I love you, Duval.
Huh?
He knows I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So wait a second.
Who is Toya's Ibu?
Kehinde.
I don't have an Ibu.
Who?
Is he still considered
Ibu? Kehinda.
You're in a group.
Hey,
he's the guy in the suit, in the gray suit, that made that post about ugly bitches.
Yeah.
He's the one I'd be threatening
cute,
to hit with
Toya.
A golf club.
He's a little rude, I know.
But rude is sexy. This is 2013. We don't want sweet men.
I want
a shady ass dude, and I got one.
You know what? You can keep him too. He's real messy too.
Who
you talking about?
Okay.
I talk about nobody.
He's so fucking
talk about myself. Isn't he messy?
Yes,
I had,
he came on
I'm
okay.
No, I'm detoxing.
I don't really see him comment like that, so I don't.
Because
he's at work during the day, and he's studying for his MCAT, so he doesn't have time, but he comes on
but
like
back
between
in the
1
day,
and 2:30.
But back
that,
in the
yeah.
day, like when I first
he
started
was
cooking,
wide open.
Oh my goodness, O'Shea, he has pulled some of the biggest niggas that claim they'll never be in their feelings, he has pulled them feelings cards. Oh, my God, he's having me weak. I'd be like, oh, Shay, where do you come up with this shit, my nigga?
Mm-hmm.
He's mad cool. He had his fucking dying when he came over to do, he had brought some stuff for this homeless thing that we were doing, Feed the Homeless for the Cali Alley. Oh, my God, we got him on tape dancing. Oh, my God, it was just, he's just a character.
Oh, yeah, when he had the turkeys, right?
Well, no, we didn't do the turkeys. We did, like, we made individual lunch bags and stuff. So he had came over and brought, like, the soup and stuff because they had put together, like, a little stand. So they had soup there and hot chocolate. So he had brought that over and he brought some Hennessy. Man, he had just got off work with his scarf. He had, oh, my God, that was he had a so fucking week. I was just like,
Dominique,
you are so funny. Yeah.
Personal question.
Mm-hmm.
About him, is he chunky or is he like Ford Tough?
No,
like,
no, he's
which
not
which one?
At all, not at all.
See, I thought he was fat at first.
No,
ooh, but then I looked at
not
those
at
pictures,
all.
But he's so fucking good at Photoshop, and now I'm like, is that the next man's
no.
body with just
he's
his face?
He's not fat.
Is he the Indian dude or is he the dude with the wig?
He's black.
With the wig.
He's the one with the wig. Yeah.
So he
looks
really
like a doctor. He looks like a doctor. I swear to God. Like, if you see him, he looks like he is, like, pre-med or, like, a resident or something. Like, he just looks like a straight. Like, it's weird. I don't know. He's cool, though. He's not that.
I first thought he was that Indian.
That's all
dude.
I wanted to know. Nah, he's not an Indian dude. Which Indian dude? We don't have any Indians in the planet.
Nah, he got a profile. There's some type of Arab-looking, some type of Indian Arab-looking dude he got in his profile pic.
I don't know who that is.
It's with the
blue.
There's
one with a preacher, and there's one with KKK behind them.
No, not that one. He's got like four of them.
Yeah, he's got a lot. I don't know.
He got like
Please
four.
Please stay on topic, Jay. Why don't you tell us how you feel, Carol Shay?
How do I feel? No, I'm not opening my feelings. I'm good.
You
I'm not about
to
sound like a weak bitch. No, I'm good.
I'm a weak.
He got 345 wives, and no, I'm good.
Man, I need 345 wives.
I know, right? And all them bitches know about each other and don't care.
It's just, like, a lot of it is just, like, Facebook, though. I mean, he doesn't fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he claims he's not doing any of them.
No, he's not. He's not. It's just, honestly, it's Facebook. And when you group with somebody for so long, like, I used to be O'Shea's wife or whatever. But I was, like, it for 2 weeks. But it wasn't like that. Like, that was just my boy, and I was coming back into the alley after going through hella shit. But when I came back in there, I had converted or whatever. And he was, like, the only person besides, like, a couple people that I fuck with in the group that had checked on me. So I was like, be cool. But, you know, I changed my name back because it was, like, I wasn't an active wife. You know, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So Dominique. When does it change over from you're my Facebook wife to you're my real life boo? How do you gain the respect on the wall? Because you know what your relationship is turning into, but everybody else still looks at it like, no, bitch, you're just one of us.
No, I just feel that that's when it's all up to the guy to make his statement. And once the man makes his statement, then other people have no choice but to respect it. But until that man makes that statement, you know, a woman is going to push a hard line as much as possible, you know, especially if she feels like you're competition. Don't get me wrong. I don't know for sure if the wives are interested in him in real time or not because I'm not all in their business. But I do know that, you know, a lot of it is it's for Facebook. I don't know what they do off of Facebook. But, I mean, I know that – for a fact that he doesn't sleep with anybody. You feel me? Like that.
He says that, and can't nobody say that they do. So that's
gotta
be
exactly.
True.
You know, it is true. So, you know, that's why I'd be like, it'd just be Facebook. But ultimately, with any man, if a man makes a statement like, I'm fucking with her, like, this is my boo, like, you know what I'm saying? And he puts it out there, and there is nothing that nobody else can say. Period, point blank. That's the man's job, you know, just like it's the man's job if a female comes at him on some sexual shit and he's fucking with, you know, his main chick, that's up to the man to check that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because once he puts it
and
down,
I think that's what happened with you and Kehinde. You can either entertain it or you can stop it, and I think a lot of times these men continue to entertain it.
Yeah, when you entertain shit, that's don't write in it there that you're not serious and that you kind of like are, you know, yeah, I do have this chick. Yes, I do. But it ain't nothing totally serious to where that I might consider fucking with you. But, you know, let's keep this shit hush hush. Because bitches are scaling. A bitch will fucking
they
man
really are.
They
you should see my inbox.
Is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When me and Osa got into it on that page, when Lindsay, she came on and she started posting those text messages. Now, I had a lot of females from the Cali Alley, you know, sending requests to Planet O'Shea, and I just kept adding them as we're arguing. I'm just adding the people. I didn't really, you know, think anything of it. Turns out, I guess those were other chicks that were in their feelings with him.
Mm-hmm.
My inbox looked ridiculous. They were like, oh, you just another white hoe. He don't really like you like that. Oh, you're pathetic. Like, just really. And then I'm sitting here looking, and I addressed him with that. Huh?
You should have told me. We would have emailed all them hoes.
I was so, because I don't know how to explain it, and I'm not, like, really trying to get too into detail because I kind of keep my private stuff private.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of confused and didn't really know what to do. So I kind of addressed it with him, and then it cooled off for a while, and then it just got, I don't know, I got naggy, I guess. And
yeah,
I'm just like,
that.
I'm so cold on it. Well, I mean,
you
it
know,
hurts.
I know it hurts, but I learned this one thing, and my friend had to tell me this. A man does not like a woman that nags. If you
no,
act
I,
like,
I know
like,
that.
If,
that's true.
If
that's
you don't
true.
Care, if
yeah.
you don't, it's not like if you kind of are not tripping and you kind of give them an attitude like, I ain't tripping off of you.
That's
what
I'm
do.
At today.
That's what makes them really be like, oh, shit, you know, wait a second. Because that shows confidence and that shows like, okay, yeah, I got feelings for you, so you were lucky to have me have feelings for you. But if you want to act like that, then go do your thing and watch the difference. Like, because I have made my mistakes of nagging, and I've lost some really good dudes. Because, you know, no real nigga needs to be nagged. No real nigga needs to be nagged. And if he ain't acting real, don't even waste your breath. It's not worth it.
Exactly.
It's
especially when they already have other stuff going on.
Yeah, it just makes you upset. You know what I'm saying? There's so many others out there in the sea. You know, not knocking him, or I'm just saying in general, you know, your situation is your situation because you're my girl, that's my boy, so I stay out of it. You know, I'm biased.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's what I've been.
Yeah. Just play that, like, whatever. Even if you do care, you know, you just got to, you know, men are going to be men. I don't care if they nerds, squares, hustlers, playboys. You know, and even the ugly ones got their nerves, okay? So,
isn't that the truth?
They got their motherfucking nerves.
I don't care if they think I'm ugly.
Yeah, I got my
nerves. I know I look like a man. I've been looking like a lame man since birth. Fuck my parents. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Who just said that? Who just said that? Who just said that?
Toya? She got the biggest titties in the group talking about she looked like a man.
Exactly. Were you?
What the hell?
I don't care. They can call me whatever they want to call me. I don't care. I'm content with being ugly.
Well, I'm at this point, I don't give a fuck either. I'm just like,
that
it is what it is. Yeah.
I know. I tell my mom all the time, fuck my parents. It's their fault. I don't give a fuck.
Who told Toya that she looks like a man?
I have no idea. Who told you you look like a man?
Sure enough, wasn't
me. That day, Yoshi exposed Kehinde about being engaged, and that's when me. You remember?
Actually,
so
I don't
got
think
into
I've
it
seen
with
that stuff.
I didn't know that.
Like a month ago, they were messing with her, and asked Kehinde more or less, you know, why is he, you know, Ibu and Toya when he's already engaged to somebody else. That's how it started. So what happened last night was just the blow up from that. That was a month of Toya ignoring her and finally getting sick of it and just letting it out.
Yay.
So he's really engaged?
Yes.
Like in real life?
I'm not answering that shit.
Like in real life?
No,
that lady about to lose her man to a Haitian.
That's crazy.
Yep. That shows you that man is not.
And she don't even know it. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
he ain't in love.
Nah, fuck that shit. He ain't in love. Because if you in love and you put a ring on it,
yo,
and you ain't in love, that shit costs money.
See if you can talk to him and let me claim his kids on taxes.
Since it's already been close in a group, I can talk about it. Because the whole fuck, it was damn near 20,000 people. So they already know. But
yeah.
They were engaged way before I came along. Me and Kahinde, like, started off as friends, just like me and Shay or me and, Tiffany. Shay's real name is Tiffany. Me and Tiffany or me and Shay Bay. So, like, when we were speaking, it was more so on a friend level. And you never know exactly what people are going through in other relationships. You never know exactly, like, what they may have going on. So I was just there as a friend and comfort, and things led to one another. Now, did we mean for it to come out inside the group? No, because it was nobody's business on whatever he was going through in his relationship, and it's nobody's business on whatever he needs to do to handle his situation. That's not even me. I don't even have the right to question him on whatever him and her is going through.
Right.
If I'm going to be his friend, and I'm going to be there for him regardless, even if me
and
you
And that's some good
out.
Shit. That's good
but,
shit
yep.
right there, Toya.
You know what I'm saying?
Regardless if me and him
don't work out or he decides to stay with her, I'm still going to be his friend.
Be his friend.
Right, because that's what I was from the beginning. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very mature. Yeah. It's very mature.
When they got all in our business and Yoshi exposed them, I was like, damn, like, you don't even know what he's going through at home for you to expose him. You don't even know if people know his fiance. Like, that's
right.
Not even something for me to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was crossing our kind of boundaries. So
no, you're so right.
Drina and all the others, and it was another girl that kind of, like, attacked me. And I'm like, damn, like, and the only thing that stopped him was Destiny, because Destiny was like, how the hell is Toya getting in the middle of this shit?
Right.
Like y'all threw Toya in here, and Toya didn't even have anything to do with none of this. I was trying to actually decrease the drama, because I was like, y'all just let it go. Like, it ain't even that serious.
Mm-hmm.
When it went beyond, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why do people do that? It's like, damn, you're not fucking him. He's not your baby daddy. Like, leave it alone. Just let it go.
I think it had a lot to do with he was, you know, they were being flirtatious towards each other last night. And then he kind of brushed her off, and it pissed her off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rejection is a motherfucker.
It sure is when they can expose shit.
Man, that shit ain't no joke.
Like, if I know somebody that I'm cool with have people, I stay away from them. If they're in my inbox, I tell them. If they're trying to get with me, I tell them. Because I'm not messy like that. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be in the middle. I got my own real-life family relationship. You know, I don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need e-drama. I go on there for fuckery.
Okay, for instance, me and what's his name? Jay Zuckerberg. We flirt a lot. You know
is he real?
That's the fan line that go all the way back.
Dom knows he's not real.
No, at first I thought he wasn't real, but he was in YOLO, and I asked, like, three people that I know in YOLO, and they're like, yeah, he's real. And, like, we inboxed and shit, you know, so, you know, I got confirmation. But it took me a while, because at first I was like, But needless to say, every time we flirt, like, the next thing I know, like, a bitch want to jump on a post and say some shit, like alluding to the fact that they also inbox. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, what? You know, bitch, at the end of the day, like, he's still flirting with me, bitch. Now, do I see him flirting with you like that? I mean, not as intense, but if he flirts with you, that's fine. You don't see me jumping on the post, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll say, like, little comments and stuff, but it's for me and him. Like, you know what I mean? If I really have something to say, I'm going to inbox that nigga. So I wish that other people would do the same shit. That shit is so annoying. Like, it's like, bitch, get a life. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you afraid of a little competition, bitch? Because, I mean, you know, you going to lose. But, I mean, you know, you can try. You feel me? But let's be creative, honey. Let's be creative. Don't be some, like, little ratchet bitch on the post, like, trying to agree with my comment. Bitch, make your own comment. Like your own comment.
They just be being very nasty.
Yeah, I didn't know it was like that. Like, this is JG.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know, I didn't know it got so intense like that. Because I haven't experienced that at all. So, like, you know, it's just really new to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because nobody more or less knew that she was with Carell. But I guarantee now that they know. You'll probably get some hate and shit on your post.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Because I know he's been in other people's inboxes. And if he's been in other people's inboxes, then they're going to get upset.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until you take, yes.
Nobody approach you, Carell.
Oh. Don't say nothing, Dom.
Wait. Carell, who?
Nobody be flirting with him, though. I mean, not that I've seen. Nobody flirts with him.
Oh, wow.
I would be quiet.
I don't be searching for that shit, though. You know what I mean? I'll be on my own.
You don't
thing.
Have to search for it, though. That's yeah. Plain and old shit. They're going to find you.
Right. As long as whatever he did before, you guys getting serious, whatever he did before. But if he's still continuously doing the same shit that maybe he did before, then you got to just, you know, put a little, you know, have a little, don't be, what do I say, so naive, not saying you are. You know, kind of look back and gaze it out because, you know, shit. Niggas can tell you anything, just like a female can tell a nigga anything. You know,
they can't
be
impatient.
You know what I mean?
I love you.
Go by your inboxes.
I want to be with you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you ask, y'all going to be girlfriend and boyfriend.
I mean, honestly, it's like, dude.
I'd like to buy you this engagement ring.
Shit.
Yeah. That's Google ring.
Dudes ain't shit. Bitches ain't
I'm
shit.
I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm going to buy you a house. Man, I'm telling you, you just gotta be cool. That's all.
Yeah, they gonna flirt regardless. Like, it
and the finest
matter.
Niggas, yes.
Yeah, niggas get real clever when it's trying to get in their face.
Man,
they're literally window shopping on our page.
Yeah, they are, and they're and
that's all it
all
is.
All the ones that they're interested in, they do inbox them. Okay, because like my inbox, it would kill some niggas. Like, and I just leave them alone. I don't even answer them. I had a nigga cuss me out the other day. How you gonna accept a friend request and you don't even, and I didn't pick you up and you don't even say shit? Like, that's fucked up. I said, excuse me, I did not know that it was protocol that I'm supposed to talk to you just because I accepted a friend request. Nigga, I got 4,000 friends, my nigga. I do not answer everybody. Now, you can delete yourself. Or you can behave and, or get blocked. Like, you have options.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
If I want to talk to you, I will respond to you. That's it. Like, I mean, but
JG.
What's up?
JG, is this the first large group you've been a part of?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
It's going to
change
your life.
Honey.
Just be careful.
We took your virginity.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I was in a group with like a million people in that mug.
And anybody can be anything they want, girl. Like, I am so
man,
serious.
Man, I deleted myself a part of that shit so fast.
I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a man.
No,
man.
Tell them I got
what?
A dick when they in my. I sure do when they in my inbox. I got a dick.
Oh,
are you
shit.
Okay with that?
Oh,
sometimes
my God.
They say yeah, and then I screenshot that shit and put it on the wall. But when they say no, they just leave me alone.
Oh my God.
I mean, because it be like that. Like, you really got to weed out. You can't even barely trust 1% of what people say and do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you can tell your genuine ones. And the niggas that be, I mean, I don't want a nigga that has inboxed hella bitches and then finally got some play for me, and so now he's, you know what I'm saying? I want a nigga that picks and chooses very, you know, strategically. Like, I want him to, like, you know, decide before he inboxes a female, you know, because mm-hmm. the first I would want to hear is, damn, the same thing you've been saying to me, you said to the next bitch. Like, I don't want to see or read or hear that.
As soon as you know who's going to be in your inbox, because as soon as you add them, they like about 40 of your pictures, and then you get a little notification in your inbox. It never fails. If you start seeing your notification go up real quick, that motherfucker is trying to get you with likes, and then he's going to inbox you every time.
Which is so annoying. Like
313.
Same old type of shit.
What up,
313.
What up?
What's wrong? Oh,
who's okay. this?
Huh?
313. I think they're gonna lurk in the back.
313?
Yeah, there is. There's a 313-658. I'm not gonna say the rest.
Oh,
I want people to talk to me.
West side, east side, say something.
They probably hung up.
No,
they still
hear.
On. Who is it?
Asshole.
Asshole.
Oh, no.
We got a lot of those.
It's fucking DeVille. What the fuck did he want?
Is it DeVille?
Yes, it's DeVille.
Oh, shit.
Hey, DeVille.
My nigga Pops.
I love DeVille.
DeVille is another one that follows me around and just says,
what's going on, Pops?
Leave that man alone.
Shit.
I'm hella weak.
Y'all motherfuckers mad because he got admin and y'all didn't.
You got admin too?
Y'all salty. Yes, he's an admin.
Wow.
I'm going to let you sit with that for a while.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Shit, I ain't getting mad. I ain't even know.
You mad now?
No, I'm good.
Mr. Don't
I
get mad.
No
and I don't care if he's listening right now or not. Dominic, stay out my fucking inbox. There is no prize for being on Planet O'Shea. I'm saying it live. There is no prize, but I do love you. He going to call and curse me out. Watch. Dominic, oh my God.
Nobody don't love you.
Dominic J, he said he won a prize.
Oh, I'm so weak. I just can't even do it.
It's a prize.
This is Facebook, baby. We don't give out prizes.
Fuck that thing.
Oh, you're going to come to my house and punch me in the throat.
I like Dominus, though.
I love Dominus, but that motherfucker got so saucy when Jay Wick got
a
member of the week.
Times, but I like him. Like,
I love him.
Like, he be assuming like a motherfucker, and I'd be like, really? Like, how you going to assume? You don't even know what you're talking about again. Like, shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Yeah.
This shit had me so weak.
It
had
me too.
I think we
up.
All got inbox raped last night. He was so pissed. I think he cried real tears.
Uh-oh.
So mm-hmm. who all in the group has, like, hooked up that we, like, know of? And I'm not meaning, like, just sex, but I mean, like, they're actually, like, talking. We know Desi and her boo.
That's
you know, Toya and her boo. So Jimmy and Alma, they kicked in?
Yes. Yes.
That
oh,
was,
damn.
That was a surprise. It was cute.
Y'all people live too far from me. Everybody else spread out.
I don't need nobody else off the line. I'm cool. Fuck that. I'll fuck with niggas in real time. You feel me?
Shane
like,
Wood
I'm,
lives like 8 minutes from me, and I've only seen him once. I don't know, but he's trying to go to the UK. Hello.
It's going to take him forever to get his passport.
It sure is.
Yay. Everybody loves her.
Oh, get it.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to front. I'm not going to hate. You know, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
But
she She all right.
To me, she's kind of average.
I think it's more of like the exoticness of the fact that she's like not like American. You know what I'm saying? So she probably has like that accent.
I'm not trying to say I'm against light skinned girls, but a lot of times a lot of light skinned girls have really bad attitudes. Like no offense. But she doesn't act that way. Like she acts as if she's just her. Like she doesn't even think she's light skinned. And I was like, Loretta, shut the fuck up. Like bitch, you're not dark.
She is light skinned.
Why? I'm like, what the hell is she talking? Like, bitch, you're light skinned. Not compared to the people here. I don't give a damn what people, what scale you on. Bitch, on my scale, you're light skinned.
No. She's more of like
caramel.
Yeah, we're on that caramel shit. So, you know, we don't, like, I know light skinned girls.
Right. Are you putting yourself caramel, Dom Dom? Because you're light skinned.
No, I'm caramel, and I really am. And out there,
in the back of your neck?
No, in the summertime, my ass is freezing.
We're in the winter. You are vanilla.
I'm like pale in the winter. I am. I don't do tanning booths or nothing like that. But in the summertime,
you may get a tan.
That's because the sun is constantly hitting you. That's why.
Exactly.
You know, I have some color to me, I might be like consider light skin, but that shit is for the birds. I'm a black woman, and I represent myself like that, and I love all nationalities, all
colors. Well, damn it, I'm black too. I'm no longer light skin.
There
need to be more Asians in this group.
We have not ran.
Yeah, but she's not acting.
We're not on topic.
Who said DeVille? Talk about who DeVille is with. DeVille.
Yes.
Who you booing up, boo?
Here come the messy part.
Who do you want, DeVille? Who you want girl to eat here from?
He went Kyle Jenner's old girl.
Who's that?
I almost caught you a bit.
What?
I almost caught you a bit.
DeVille ain't gonna tell us who he eat, booing.
Kyle Jenner's.
That's not fair.
It's a some dude posted a pic of a pregnancy test.
Oh, that shit.
Oh, I saw funny. That.
Yeah.
Was this the baby daddy inbox you?
Are you the baby daddy?
He is.
Really?
Yeah?
He ain't gonna say nothing about it.
I'm just joking.
Low down.
That was like a week ago. You can't get pregnant that fast. Was that for real, or did you make that shit up?
Oh, no, it was real.
So she really was trying to fuck you. You didn't fuck her, or you did fuck her?
Never would I bring my girl around him.
No, I didn't fuck her.
Okay. She wasn't all that. If you don't fuck
somebody, she was very ugly.
She better be bad.
She was below average. She's the type of chick you can only get head from and never tell anybody.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
That bitch.
The weird looking girl.
I never even seen her, but I've heard rumors.
He posted a picture of her and was like, this is my girlfriend. And this is what she looks like when she's dressed at.
He posted eight pictures of six different girls.
Maybe that's not even like, you know how some niggas be like, they're so weird and they're caught up in their own fantasy. I don't know. Maybe he is his girl. Have you met her before? No.
DeVille.
Or you just texted her or inboxed her? He's pleading with it.
I think it's about three people. I
see a guy online talking shit, and I go to his page. Find out he has a girlfriend. Add his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Inboxing. Have her say some nasty shit. So the next time he talks shit, I'll say something. I'll say something to his girlfriend.
He's shady.
That is, I don't know.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
He got patience like a mug.
That's hilarious.
Drama Island.
That shit has so many comments on that.
I just don't do that, all that dramatized extra shit. Like, that's not me.
You shut shit down.
Okay, that's only because when I get so fed up from taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it.
till, like, I be ready to fucking take a flight. Like, bitch, like, shut up. But I don't, other than that, like, you don't never see Toya on no messy, dramified shit. Like, that's too much. People spend too much.
Oh,
I gotta
God,
study.
Toya. Hey, emotional, how are you?
I like being emotional.
What's up, baby?
Hi, I told you my emotions is what separate me from other individuals. Duh.
So all you people are from the South? Y'all all sound the same.
Me and Toya are from Georgia. Aren't you from Georgia, Toya?
I'm a Georgia peach. I'm a Georgia peach. Watch me.
See? I was born in Florida. Then I was in Georgia until I was like 12.
Okay, well,
and then Brooklyn until I was 20.
I just grew
Where
up
were you
in,
born?
In a place called St. Mark, Haiti.
I don't travel.
California,
you need
girl.
A passport for that?
Yeah, you would need. But I've been
yeah,
in Canada too. Yeah, you would need a passport, baby.
So you're not a U.S. citizen?
I mean, I have.
And I'm not trying to take your green card or anything.
Too much faith.
She had nervous.
Yeah. Like,
wait, you don't ask nobody no stuff like that.
She tried to think who really listened on this thing.
Right. They're like, play the immigrant.
We hear a dog get kicked in.
Then we tighten the borders over here.
I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. You gotta cook me some chicken.
Who?
You.
You were supposed to come see me last weekend, and you didn't.
I had to handle stuff at home and with my mother. But this
I just
want to
smack you in the ass and send you back home. That's all that was. Like, it was for like 30 minutes.
Damn, she playing.
Shit, I'm going to give it to Toya. I'm going to let y'all know.
I am so
I should make a video of that.
We're going to take hella pictures and put them on the wall.
I want some noodles.
I'm not cooking. I'll take you out to eat, though.
For some noodles?
No, for some steak. I don't eat no noodles.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't eat beef or pork.
Well, you can sit there and look pretty while I eat my steak.
I told you I look like a man.
Oh, my God. Well, just pull your tits out and just like come up real high and wear a hat, and we're good.
You
so wear a hat.
You said wear a dush?
Like a man.
You said wear a dush?
Not a dush. You can't wear a dush. I said wear a hat.
Oh.
Oh, she don't want
oh
me
my God,
to
where is your mind at?
She don't want me to cover my face.
It sounded like she said dush.
No.
No, she told me to cover my face. You know how you guys get it from the bag and tell her to put her face in the pillow?
Oh, until you get tired of looking at it, get that reflection in the mirror. I dip my women in water first.
What?
I get a hotel. Hell yeah. I'm not about to eat no cake and I ain't dipped you in no water. No, we getting a hotel with a hot tub. Right in some water.
Do you know how dirty that is?
You better get your ass in that water, girl.
There you go. Use that soap.
That's Mal?
No, Mal for her son.
Oh.
That was Dominique.
Yeah, if you're going to eat the meal, that shit better smell like water with or without that water. You feel me, though?
Yes, I do.
That shit is the worst.
No, for real. Like, I have like just, no, I
it
have,
is.
Let me tell, no, let me tell you, I have been like, you know when you get dressed like with a group of girls and shit? And one time this girl had pulled down her jeans and it was just like this aroma. I was like, ooh, bitch. See, that
ew.
That was milk.
Yeah, and bitch, and I'm glad we ain't sharing no bathroom. I think that's disgusting. I think that if
it
you
is.
Have to pee, your shit should not, I am not afraid. Like, if I have to go pee really bad, I am not afraid to go to the bathroom in front of one of my girlfriends because I am confident. You feel me? Like, if you
exactly.
are always like, if you're always like, ooh, you know, I need the privacy, I need this. No, bitch, something wrong, and that shit ain't cool. And I can't keep doing no funky pussy, bitch, because
Wait a minute, who is that, Jay or Dom?
Dom.
Dom is really
Jay straight. Jay says she's not sniffing a cat. She's not playing with a cat.
You gotta try it.
Right?
You gotta try it, Jay.
No.
She said she kissed a girl and she didn't like it.
I'm straight too, and I look like a man.
Yeah,
you are not straight.
Women are beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a bad bitch to even get you.
Why can't you straight?
Do you want to be straight?
Because
if you straight, I'm not paying for the meal. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just playing.
You're like, fuck that, nigga.
You better ask for two checks.
Separate check.
Split.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. I just turned gay overnight. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You turned gay overnight.
Toya,
you don't look like a man, so stop that shit right now, okay?
Who is that, Jay? You're so pretty,
Jay.
Jay.
Yes, I'm Jay.
You're
Adam eating flowers, Skittles. She has such
How
a
old
nice
you, Jay?
Personality. I'm 26 years old.
Stop
You're
playing.
Ash, I'm sorry, I'm the youngest nigga in here.
I'm 26.
How do you,
Mom?
I'm about to be 24 at the end of the month.
Wow.
But, Mom, you're so intelligent to be so young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Don't be all cocky with
me. I graduated college, you know.
So I take it back. What kind of job you got?
Post office.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
You went to college to deliver mail?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
You went to college to deliver mail?
No, I went for computer tech, but it didn't work out.
They get paid good at the post office. I ain't going to lie.
They sure do. I didn't go print. Let that shit run in the paper. Everybody and their mama be in line to be a post office person.
I'm going to be the show driver. They make the most.
I can't show
drivers. They make like 36 an hour down there.
Mm-hmm.
The truck driver.
No, if I was
they
a
drive
man,
from state to state.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I used to talk to a dude.
No, for real. But if I was a man and I didn't want to go to college, I would go and become a welder because, oh my God, the welders out here, they make so much fucking money. Like just working at like an oil refinery. They're making like $45, $50 an hour. And then if they have like shutdown, they make my ex, I mean, my ex did not graduate college. That nigga has a Maserati, a 745, and he's a welder. Legit.
And I'm sitting with a Ford Taurus, 1999.
Good.
Oh, man.
I want friends to be honest. One shotgun.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, you work for the state. You know you can get discounts on a car, honey.
Huh?
You can get a discount on a car.
No, the mail is federal.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got that federal benefit.
So funny.
No discount for you, babe.
Malls.
I'm good with my car though.
Stop ignoring me.
Who's that?
Shay.
Hey, what's up?
You know I'm an attention whore. Who's your Ibu?
Oh, we want to know.
I want to know who wants that man that's looking at Barbie.
Oh, damn. Popped up my head shit. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. That really isn't me.
He's lying now.
Wow. Yeah, I don't really
okay.
have one.
I just want to know who your Ibu is. Y'all had no e-crushes?
Jamal is my best friend, Ibu, if that matters.
No, that don't matter. We want to know who he wants.
Oh, sorry.
Who do I want?
I love you, though.
I sound like a hoe if I was to say that.
Why would you be a hoe?
I mean, it's at least a good about at least 10.
Oh, yeah,
15.
You would sound like a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your top five?
Top five?
I want your top five, and I want DeVille's top five.
Tell me, I want to take a seat.
Wait a minute. I say Shay,
Mal,
Brittany.
Brittany,
the one with the red hair?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh.
It's nasty.
That's not what you were saying yesterday in that post.
Toya. And five. I don't know. Probably Tiffany. Between Tiffany Farson and the girl I said that looked like Winnie Williams. I don't know her whole name. I just know it's Tiffany.
Tiffany Farson has such a good attitude.
She does. DeVille.
Yes.
I felt it.
What's your list?
Your list, DeVille.
I don't have a top five.
He don't.
You have a top two?
Cheyenne.
I don't have a top none.
Angelique.
Ew!
That's a girl.
Hell no.
I don't even see
he
that.
He's not even on the
host. He is lying.
You know Angelique up there.
Did you see her teeth today?
Girl,
yeah,
I can't even do
that
shit. Who said she looked like a midget? I was dead.
She do look like a midget. She look
like
a fucking T-Rex.
That was Jay Wood. Because she got the small-ass fat fingers.
Y'all wrong.
So Cheyenne, Angelique. Who else?
Not all big asses look good. I'm sorry.
That one don't look good. She was pretty in the face today until she showed her teeth, and I was like, oh, my God.
Who was?
I just don't see all that sexiness that everybody else thinks.
Where at?
It's not sexiness, it's just ass and
teeth. Her ass is lumpy.
Exactly. That's why, you know, there has to be more to it. You feel me?
Didn't nobody name Ashley. Ashley, one of the prettiest ones in there.
Yeah, she
exactly.
is. She's hell.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about her. Oh,
shit. Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Ashley loves
her. Ashley
is a true Southern Belle. She's so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
too much, though. Five is too small of a number.
No, it's not.
Then there's Dominique, too.
I like Gap.
She's cute, but she does what Angelique used to do. She sits on her own picture and that's it. Tiffany.
Yeah,
if she was more active, she'd be cool. Tiffany Beecher with a big ass. She got the biggest ass in the damn planet.
Who?
Tiffany, B-E-E-C-H-E-R.
The white girl?
Yeah, white girl.
Oh, yeah, Tiffany.
Oh,
yeah, a big girl. A real nice video.
So y'all don't like Britney?
With the red hair?
Yeah.
She looks dirty. She looks so dirty.
She has to clean her mirror.
She need to clean her mirror. She need to clean up that ramen noodle beside her tub. She need to clean up all those panties. Clean up all that shit.
I'm out.
Noodles beside her boot in the tub with the dirty mirror. You need to see that? She could have scooted all that shit in the corner. She could have put it all in the corner and took the same picture. But she didn't care.
No,
if you don't
there
care.
Is no reason why there is some noodles anywhere but in the fucking kitchen or in the trash. I mean,
other
there
like
is
an oodle noodle wrapper.
There is no excuse.
There's
a keep a hold
on. My mama said a dirty house, a dirty pussy, period.
Yes,
a dirty house, a dirty pussy. You can have a messy house, But when you have shit out of place, like toothpaste in the kitchen and oodle noodles in the bathtub, that's not okay.
No, it's
okay
not
about that. Okay.
And then she need to dye her room.
I'm boiling noodles at the same time. It happens.
No,
she just eating right out of the tub while she in there relaxing. No.
Man, fuck what y'all say. I'm trying to find me some oodle noodles so I can take a nice hot bath with my oodle noodles. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I cannot eat in the same room I shit in. You, that's just nasty.
I'm going to make this into a trendsetter. Because it sounds nice, so relaxing while you eat some oodle noodles. Man, hell
that's
yeah.
Right.
What's
the bathroom? That's the place of solitude. That's the place of solitude.
Where is my oodle noodles? My body is clean.
I might have a glass of wine in the tub, but, you know.
There you go, with some candles. A
yeah,
shot of vodka.
Yeah. I'll do something like that in a book.
Okay.
All
right. I'm gonna stop being silly. I was just playing.
I know
we're gonna get a crazy ass picture of Toy in a tub of ramen.
With ramen noodles.
I'm gonna do it. I promise you, like, don't do it and see if anybody calls me out.
Team reaction. No,
I just stay off her pictures because Misha was roasting the hell out of her, and then she's like, because she had all that cartoon makeup on, and then she put another picture up, the only pretty picture she had of her face up, and she was like, oh, I'm natural, boo. Oh, I look good. But if you go through all her pictures, she really doesn't. She had one good picture, and like Misha told her, bitch, you went outside your house to take that picture?
Yeah.
Every picture
you know,
in your house is nasty.
But if the niggas be, like, thirsty and commenting on them, like, when they even try to comment online, I don't even like their comments because
Well, you see what I did today? I put an over Photoshopped ass on the wall, and I got like 100 likes on it.
Yeah.
And almost 200 comments. Then it's clear that it's Photoshopped.
Niggas don't
care.
They don't.
No, it was
like in the
same. A transgender, and she said it. All those niggas that are just like on the picture, like I was. What's that nigga with the white BMW in his profile picture? He had the nerve to screaming at us. I was like, oh no.
I miss Sydney Star.
Me too, because she brought so much action.
We need to make a or go recruit some transgenders to throw in there.
Nah.
We cater to the entire lesbian and transgender community. We're not just a straight group.
And the LG clown.
We'll throw some midgets in there, too.
LG clown.
Men love midgets. Y'all
yeah,
know
I'm
fuck a midget. You bet they're giggling. Tell me you wouldn't fuck a fat booty midget.
Okay,
nah.
I'll be back, y'all. I gotta tie my hair up, okay?
All right, love you, Toya.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm just gonna put you on speakerphone, okay?
Okay.
I'll watch what you guys say because I have children.
Oh.
Well, I mean, my mouth is. We all got kids.
Yeah, don't put us on speakerphone.
Not me.
Jada,
Mister
don't have kids.
$20.
I got 5, but I filed all mine.
Oh, shit.
Get it back, please. Come on.
I'm getting $8,000 back. Ow.
Hey.
I'm falling out this weekend. I'm going to put all my tax money on the bed and take a picture of it.
I'm trying to find
I need a new boo.
You need a new boo?
I only got.
Wait. Everybody shut up. Desi, you need a new boo?
I'm just kidding. You said you're getting all that money back. I was just kidding.
Man, you asshole. I thought I had my chance.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm mad as fuck. Damn, I had my clit jumping and everything. That's fucked up, Desi. I'm about to knock your call off.
No, you won't.
Brandy never came in.
That's why you need a new boo. I'm here, baby.
That wasn't me that said that.
You lying. You know
that
shit's recorded. I can replay it.
Yeah,
you know, I never thought she had such a soft voice.
I didn't either. I thought she sounded like a boy.
Oh, y'all some bullshit.
She got the best voice.
She does.
Hold on, this might be Brandy.
Ooh.
814.
That's Brad. This is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi, y'all. It was waiting
How
for
are you?
All
Yo, what up?
I've been online for a minute. I just didn't get you.
She didn't push one. Well, you got to push one.
Oh, yeah. That is right.
She's been on for like 30 minutes. I just didn't know it was her.
She was talking her ass.
I what now?
See, she
I
could,
was just playing,
she could,
Brandy.
She could be on the top five, too.
Oh, shit. I got the walls popping with those favorite picks. I'm glad I said that.
Me, too, because it was going slow. And I'm tired of putting my ass up on the wall. I'm tired of looking at it.
Well, it's because it's like, let's get some different pics besides in our bathroom or in our car. Like, let's, you know, those are cute pics, but let's post some different kind of pics, you know, in different elements. Show your elements.
Did you see what Tiffany Farson put up?
I'm about to look
right
now.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the hell?
Hey, but that tatted girl, she's sexy.
Yeah.
And where is my Belina Gonzalez?
Let's get back. Let's get back on subject. Brandy's here.
Me, Brandy's here.
Hey, Brandy, who's your e-boo?
Well, I don't have no e-boos. I have a boo.
Who's that?
We all know who that is.
No, we don't know.
Oh, Desi? Desi's your e-boo? I mean, your baby?
Yes, she is.
That's
oh, okay.
So
how long y'all been with each other?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Brandy and Desi
shut
on
up.
The phone.
Shut up.
So what kind of e-benefits do you get with an e-boo?
Didn't she get you some flowers or something?
Yeah. I'm going to send you some e-Starbucks cards.
Nobody don't send me flowers.
Send me some flowers, Malls.
Who is?
Just send him some flowers.
Shay. I had to use my husband's card. I don't think he'll like that.
Just go make an ATM withdrawal and then take it to the flower shop.
Whoa. Oh, they do that? I thought I had to call 1-800-FLOWERS.
Give me some edible arrangements. Shit, I want them edible arrangements. I like to eat.
I got those last year. They're good.
Take you to McDonald's.
That's what I'm going to do with McDonald's, playing the ball.
Ah, get you the McFlurry. They got foods in there.
Nah, I eat a parfait. I don't do tricking. Cheap food gives me a stomach ache.
So, Maul,
hi, Brandy.
Where is Maul from?
Huh?
Where are you from, Maul? Jamal?
Detroit.
From Brooklyn.
No way.
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn in the house.
She's from Long Island.
I ain't been in New York in so long, man.
Yeah, I know. She said it earlier. You out there with them Russians and shit.
So I'm the only New Yorker in the phone line?
Well, I'm from New York. I'm
in there.
PA.
No, what part of Long Island are you from?
Bay Shore.
The Long part.
The island part.
From Halloween.
What, the Hampton?
No, Bay Shore. It's like right in the middle of the island.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Where that military cemetery got.
Go shopping.
I said about Emily Phil.
Me, Toy, come to Atlanta.
Not tomorrow. I can't come tomorrow. My sister's birthday party this weekend. I feel good. I want to. We all need to go to Jamaica. I found a Groupon to go to Jamaica for $1,200. And that includes two people, and it's all paid resort.
What?
Y'all have a passport.
That's what we
call
it. It was originally $2,800, and they got it on sale on Groupon for $1,200, and you could buy up to two or three of them, one of them. But anyway, it comes with two people,
And it's all expenses paid for, round trip. And it's a stay of, I think, four days and three nights at a Jamaican spa resort. And all of your activities are paid for, your food, your snacks, and your alcohol.
So when we go?
Which side of Jamaica, though? Like, which part of Jamaica?
So when we go?
Let me look on my phone and I'll tell you. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to Jamaica.
Like Jamaica.
But I'm going to Vegas.
I thought she didn't like Jamaica.
I thought she was Jamaican.
She's patient.
Vegas too.
Hell no.
I'm going to Vegas in June. So whoever want to go, June 14th to the 17th. I am.
For 3 days?
I've never been.
I'll try to go for a week.
I'm going in April.
Y'all need to move y'all's dates.
Hi, Brandy.
I got some sick days.
Hi.
Hi, Brandy.
Hello.
What up, though, Brandy?
How you been? And I'm sitting here doing absolutely nothing.
Ready to get
right. They're all on the phone. They've been off subject all night.
No such thing as subject.
I'm beating the shit out the Miami Heat right now. Playing 2K13.
So that's what you call it, huh?
I got the difficulty on rookie playing with Kevin Durant. I got like 60 points already for the first quarter.
I'm trying to hear the trials and tribulations of e-dating from Desi and Brandy. And I'm not getting much out of them.
You're not asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm new at this.
All right. So Desi, if I was to holler at Brandy, how would you react to that?
I would go to Brandy.
You cut your fucking hands off and mail them back home.
Because it did run past my mind, go all up in her inbox, but I didn't out of respect.
Oh, you can try. She's just gonna tell me about it.
You know what you're gonna say? So if I was to send her a picture, she'd tell you about it.
Yeah, I would. I would tell her. Hell yeah, I'm gonna tell her.
Okay.
So y'all that open?
I told her what you said earlier. You said you was gonna be in Erie for Thursday for a few hours, gonna tell her that we fucked. So she start tripping on me.
Wait, what?
Do what?
No.
Who said that? DeVell said that.
Oh.
No, I thought that was Malls.
Yeah, that
no.
Was.
I never told Brandy I wanted.
You fucking DeVell?
What?
No.
I told you DeVell's a lowdown nigga.
DeVell.
Who
aren't you here?
Fuck everybody.
I'm feeling kind of left out. He ain't tried me yet.
Quiet.
Fall
asleep on the phone.
Mm.
He's still online.
Really? Whenever he's around, hide your women.
I really ain't worried about it because I trust Brandy, so.
Brandy,
I'm not going to be messy. I was going to say I've seen y'all arguing on Facebook before, but I'm not going to be messy. I'm going to just.
No, that was before shit happened.
So if I was a highlight, baby,
everybody got their problems.
That's true. Feel that when y'all do get in arguments that other people, like, they want to see y'all fight?
Probably.
I don't understand how
who is that talking? Who is that right now talking?
Or a female, you know, could be in like a real-time relationship. They come on an internet site and call themselves e-born with somebody else.
You calling me out, mister?
No, hell no. I'm just saying that shouldn't be kind of funny to me, though. I want to be enlightened on that.
I'm a female. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. That's all the enlightening that I'm going to give on that.
I wasn't even talking about you, so I guess you just
oh, I put
like
that shit
that.
Personal because I'm in a you know, an e-boo relationship, and I'm in a real relationship. So, yeah, I'm going to take, you know, I'm going to take
okay.
that personal.
But, all right, so that means that somewhere down the line, you're just not happy in your relationship?
Who said that? I'm happy every Friday.
I'm asking.
I ain't going to lie. I used to pull mad bitches off my space. I had phone numbers and all that.
Those are the best ones because they trying to keep that shit low key.
I just have my brandy.
I think y'all are the cutest couple on planet O'Shea. I just want to put that out there.
They
I know right. we eat flirt and we, you know, joke around.
They
but
right.
I love Desi like a little sister.
She alright.
I love Desi. Yeah. Like I love Desi in real life. Like I really have grown to love her.
Aww. Me too.
She's the best.
They all right.
I try.
How do e relationships start? Like I don't even get it. It's like one day, you know, you looking at them, the next day they in your inbox. Text message, then they calling.
Yeah.
It starts by, you know, just you know, expressing feelings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a one good fight, though. I think all e-boos need to be in one good fight to realize whether or not they really like each other. Why the hell are y'all laughing?
Because that's just all crazy.
That's just true.
Me, so.
If you haven't been in an e-boo fight, you ain't really an e-boo. Y'all just flirting.
E-boo fight.
I've been
you
in one
be
with Mal.
Fight.
So we,
fight.
I've been in about two or three with Mal.
Who, that Malls?
Yeah.
No, that's my wife. I don't care how many you've been in.
Nah, I think nobody can bring what we got. That's special. She be calling me all type of disrespectful shit.
Isn't that special?
Nah, she be calling me, huh?
Who's 313?
You said that special?
Yeah,
me it is.
So you like animosity and you like arguing?
I mean, I like somebody who can hold their own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if I talk shit. If they could talk shit back, then that's perfect for me. That's fine by me.
She's crazy.
Somebody who could joke back and, you know, throw jokes that I could laugh at. Or a real and on the money.
So you got a real e-crush on her?
Yeah, she's nice.
So you won't have an issue, like, dating a stripper?
Nah.
You're securing for your manhood in another state?
Yeah, why not?
Just asking. That's
yeah.
all. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Would you send her money if she needed it?
Nah. She,
why not?
Probably
but
making
you,
more
you
money
e-booing.
Than me. She probably
you
making
e-booing.
More money than me, too. She making more
but
money
But what
than
if
me.
It's dry season? It's income tax season. She making more money than everybody on this line right now.
Yeah, and she got a kid. I ain't got no kids. I'm struggling.
How you struggling? You make, what, $16, $17 an hour?
I make 16.
16?
I want
but
flowers
you struggling?
For Valentine's Day.
Who's it?
That's me, Joe. If you're making that much, bring me some
you
flowers.
You got to send me a nipple, something, an ass cheek. I'll send you whatever you want, but I need some in return.
Malls needs to send me some flowers.
Look at this shit right back to the dick. Hey, that's some shit. Did he just say he's struggling? I can go right in the other room and get my husband's debit card and get right on 1-800-Flowers.
I mean, I ain't struggling, but I said that because I ain't got no. I'm trying to get some kids to pay some taxes on.
Oh,
you got good for that. They on the corner with their kids giving away Social Security numbers right now.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $500 a kid.
Shaking my head.
I'm trying to crack a deal with somebody.
JG don't have no kids.
Who says?
You got kids, JG?
I have one son.
I'm about to say. Oh,
I didn't know she had a baby.
How old is your baby?
He's 5.
He's 12?
5. 5.
Oh, okay. You claim
the 12. Man, what you
claiming? That was crazy.
You claimed them yet?
I didn't do my taxes yet. I have to do them. Claimed them yet?
Because we could.
He
want to
know before
that.
He ordered these flowers.
You messed up. I can't.
No, we can make this money together.
Y'all know that shit's illegal, and we are on like live air, right? I know you heard Toya stuttering about her Visa card, so come on now.
That's funny.
She's like,
Titus is my internet dating, not my green card.
That's crazy.
That shit's funny.
Be booing.
So I could call immigration on her anytime she do some fucked up shit.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I'm a threat.
Oh my God.
We're gonna ban you.
What?
We're gonna ban you out of the room. Member of the week, 1 week, gone the next. Keep on. Can't fuck where our admin is now. Them fuckers is hard to find.
Nobody.
Especially ones that actually work.
Who banned me.
Nah, they'll find her. They find her. They got away.
Hmm.
And they got like some kind of microchip. And they got us something.
Did they kill that man today?
I heard they did.
I was told the cabin caught on fire. Yeah, they said something about the cabin was on fire, but they didn't know if he was in there or not.
Yeah, no, I heard that the dude escaped. They was chasing his ass.
Oh, he got away?
They pulled off and whoever caught
him. It's right by Catalina's house.
Her kids were on lockdown in school. They wouldn't let the kids out of school.
They're not trying to arrest that man. They are trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Well, from my understanding, he was
the car up, but it wasn't him in the car. It was somebody.
Well, with
else.
Someone like that, you can't arrest somebody like that. You have to kill that person because if you don't kill them, they're going to kill you. So there's no arresting somebody like that.
No, they're killing him because he knows some shit, and they don't want him to speak. Because if they arrest him, he's going to be able to talk, and he's going to tell what he knows.
They
not
read
somebody because he knows somebody.
No, from a law enforcement perspective, if somebody's out killing people, there's no arresting that person because they're not logical. They're not reasonable.
They shoot to kill. They arrested the black sniper.
Exactly.
He was in the trunk.
Exactly. And they arrested the guy that shot up the movie theater. They you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like it's because there's a conspiracy behind that.
It really sounds like there is on this case.
And there is. Why the fuck did they shoot up the Asian ladies in the truck? Why did they just shoot them up and kill them? That don't make no sense. No,
shot,
that nigga
shot
somebody.
They shot and killed Bin Laden on spot.
He should have called Channel 5 News or some shit like that and had them turn him in. That way all that shit would have been on camera.
They shot and killed Bin Laden on spot.
When he gets killed, it's going to hit. He has it somewhere where they're going to. People are still going to find out what happened. You feel me? Like, he's a smart person.
Are thinking too much. You just think too much. There ain't no conspiracy behind it. There's no conspiracy behind it. He's a fucking murderer. He's on a rampage. There's no
He was a police officer, so at some point he had good in him.
At some
point. Exactly.
I don't understand how someone goes from, you know, what you have to go through to become a police officer, and then he went for how many years? And he's ex-military?
He just snapped. He snapped. People snapped. He's fucking crazy.
Don't say that, because I got an ex-military in bed waiting on me right now, and I'm not trying to die in my sleep.
He won't kill you in your sleep.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. People just met, especially police officers with all the stuff they have to deal with, especially if he was an L.A. police officer. You don't know all the stuff that he's seen.
Like the other L.A. police officers manhandling and doing inappropriate forcible force to people and shit like that. Like, yeah,
well,
and he snitched. And so that's why.
People just listen to the police in the first place. They wouldn't have to do all that.
Hold up.
I can't take it, Desi. That, honestly, I've been in situations where I haven't did shit. And motherfucking police don't give a fuck. Oakland police don't give a motherfucking fuck.
They
what
come
you
with
do.
You. They come to you with an attitude.
Thank you.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Do they do stop and frisk in LA? That's some bullshit. No,
do they get a choice to be rational? Do they get a choice to approach you like that? Because in Oakland, don't police get shot a lot in Oakland? So do they really have a choice to be like,
and so do
hey, what's going on?
I live in Georgia where there's not a high crime rate. I live in a white area, and those police had a fucking attitude with me all three times they stopped me last week. All because of the tag light. I was acting normal. I was acting white. I was like, oh my God. I have my court voice on.
He still had an attitude with me.
I was like, oh my God, what is the problem?
You got your tag light out?
Like, he really talked to me like I was stupid. He was like, do you even know what a tag light is? Now, you know how it took a lot for me to say, what the fuck, do I look stupid? It's a tag light.
They do that on purpose for you to talk back to them.
Right.
But I didn't. I was like, No, I don't. This ain't even my truck. Nope, I just drive it.
It kept me for 1 weekend for doing that shit. So they called me for public urination.
Why are you pissing in public?
I wasn't even in public. I was by a tree. Ain't nobody could see me.
Was a tree in your house?
Nah, but
then
you know,
it's in public.
So yeah, but you know, nobody was around. They popped out
he
of this unmarked car.
They
came out this unmarked car, asking me what am I doing, or all type of dumb questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one of them was Spanish. I got a little racial with them. Spent 2 nights in there in the precinct.
Yeah,
and
you
do it.
Why are you upset about that?
And I got a fine, too.
They passing out criminal sexual conduct up here for that shit.
But they do this thing called stop and frisk in New York where they drive around. If they look at you.
It's called a Terry frisk.
Huh?
It's called a Terry frisk. Terry versus Ohio, United States Supreme Court. That's what it's called. But go ahead.
She's brain.
If they feel like you have a weapon on you or something, then they'll just stop you. Like, they'll just look at you and judge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your pants
are
sagging,
in Vallejo,
you have a hoodie on, you know, anything.
They can
if you
stop
look
you
a certain
for any
way,
reason.
Mm-hmm.
They do that everywhere. And if they, just so you guys know, if they find drugs on you or anything, they can't arrest you for that.
Yeah,
they can complicate it, but they can't arrest you for that.
They arrest you here.
Yeah, they arrest you here, too. The only thing they don't arrest you for is weed. You know what I mean? Like, they'll take it and crush it up in your face if you don't have, like, a cannabis card. But anything underneath an ounce, you don't go to jail. You get a ticket if you don't have proper identification for carrying it. But they'll arrest your ass. They find some drugs,
You guys, excuse me, because I'm lost. So if they stop you strictly for the Terry frisk, just because you're walking down the street and they have no other reason to stop you, whatever they find on you, they cannot arrest you for that. If you get arrested for that, you can sue the fuck out of them. If they find a weapon on you and then they start to detain you and then they find it, that's on you. So if you don't have a weapon and they find some drugs on you, they can't arrest you for that. Point blank.
They do that to everybody in New York. Everybody in New York City.
They do that to everybody in California.
New York police is so much
different. You see it on cops. I've seen some shit like that on cops.
That's U.S. State Supreme Court law.
That's crazy.
They just want guns and dope. The weed, they don't care about the weed. They'll let you go on some weed.
They don't even take your money.
If you got pounds, they won't let you go.
A blunt or...
One of my boys, they took like $400 out of his pocket.
Yeah, that's how they had weed when...
He had $700 in his pocket. They took four and gave him back three.
That's how they do it in Oakland, too.
I would call the police.
No, like in Oakland, like if you don't have a
They were the police.
I know, and I would have called the other police on those police.
It's a brotherhood.
They don't, exactly.
All got oaths and all that. Even if, like if one cop was to see another cop shoot a person, they're not going to talk about it.
That's how come this black dude is on the run, because he's pinched on his people.
That's why
they're going to kill him.
That's why they want him.
And the bitch he snitched on is now a sergeant. You feel me? So now she a sergeant, and that's the bitch that was fucking up some suspect and kicked him and shit while he was
I want to read that whole story.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's got to be something different. They're going to make a movie. Watch. This shit going to be on Lifetime in 2 months.
They should make a movie.
It's a Lifetime movie in the making.
That shit already in progress.
They need Spike Lee to direct that shit, or the Hughes brothers. You know,
LL can play the man.
Oh, hell yeah. You damn right.
I swear, he looks just like him.
Either LL or Nehemiah.
Whatchamacallit, my ex is kind of like bigger like that. He said he was, because he's in LA, he had came down for Sunday to come see me. That nigga said he went to the airport. Them niggas was like with they fucking AKs, like literally like they was looking at that nigga like, nigga, is you him? Type shit up. Like, damn. He said it's crazy out there. It's crazy.
People like that got to lay low.
I wouldn't come out my house.
Next couple of weeks.
They
got to change their parents, like, you know, let their hair grow or something. Because he bald-headed, right?
Yeah,
he bald-headed.
Yeah.
Anybody
who look like that, they got to change their parents.
Well, the picture they show, he was bald-headed. I mean, my brother, he got into some shit. He ended up committing suicide behind it in August.
Mm.
But they put his old picture up when they was looking for him. They had a manhunt for like 4 or 5 days. And they put his old pictures up where he was bald-headed. But the time that he actually disappeared, he had like 3 inches of hair on him. So everybody was calling in and commenting on Facebook talking about they see him walking down the street. He got, you know, bald head and no goatee. Turned out he was dead from like the next day. He had went ahead and, you know, was on pain pills. He had like back surgery. So he, this is the first time I ever talked about this since then. But he had back surgery, and he got on pain pills real bad, so he started buying them from a guy on the street. So, never mind, I ain't going to tell this story. It's too soon. But anyway, yeah, he could have had hair. They don't know. They just put whatever picture they want up.
Well, they have a surveillance
video.
I thought they would put, like, the most recent picture above him, so that way...
That was his most recent picture, but, you know... They did have surveillance video of him in like a white jacket or something.
Yeah. From a week before he shot for the first couple.
How many cops did this guy kill?
He killed one cop and then he injured two cops right today with all the shit going on. And then he killed
one of them today.
Oh, he did end up killing him. Okay, so he killed
one of them died.
And then he killed this really cute Asian girl and her black fiance, which was the lawyer's daughter that represented him he was going on when he accused that lady of. So he has like a hit list of who he was trying, because he feels like all of them were in cahoots. His lawyer was in cahoots with Eternal Affairs, who was in cahoots with the lady that they were, you know, that he had the allegations against, who ended up being the sergeant. So
So he's saying, like, it was just a big-ass conspiracy. And in his thing that he wrote on Facebook, he said that he's doing this to protect his name. We have a name that we all should protect. He said it's a legacy. It's what people remember you by. And, like, they're trying to tarnish my legacy just because I told the truth. And it went against whatever they call that code. You know, they have a specific name for it. And, like, he just went in on why, you know, he's doing what he's doing. It's still it's the fact that he shot innocent people. And I don't think that it takes that for you. I mean, it's not like he shot the woman that he accused that of. He shot an innocent woman who had her full life ahead of her. She was a coach for a college basketball team and her fiancé, who had his whole future ahead of him that had nothing to do with it. You know, so I don't know what I'm saying. He definitely, if they catch him, he does need to pay for that. Because, you know, there's some ways to go about it. You know what I mean?
I think he's dead.
Oh, shit. Well.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
His ex-girlfriend sold her story and was on 2020 talking about how she was afraid for her life and how this nigga slept with guns everywhere. So, like, he had a gun on the counter, a gun by his bed, a gun under his mattress, a gun in the bathroom. He had guns everywhere, plates. Well, that's what she said, and I was just like, she started to see that he just wasn't normal, and so when she backed up off the relationship, like, he had threatened her. She's a black girl, too. She's, like, white skin. I mean, she just said that she thinks he has bigger fish to fry. That's why she's not worried for her safety. But if he didn't have that...
They said he was staying with some family.
Light-skinned women are in trouble.
Do
what?
Clearly.
No.
Yeah, it says he's dead. He's reported dead in Bungalow Mountain Cabin.
What?
They manhunt. Mm-hmm.
They shot him?
Yeah, they said they shot. He's dead. It doesn't say how he's dead. Charred body was found burning in the cabin.
Woo! He burnt up. Oh.
Mhm.
Oh, so they didn't. How did the cabin catch on fire?
That's what I was wondering, because I was watching it, and it wasn't on fire, and then all of a sudden it was. He had to have done it. I don't know. Maybe he committed suicide, and he said it himself. At one point, they say he was trying to leave out the back of the cabin, but got pushed back in. Who pushed him back in? Physically or by gunfire? Like, how did he get, you know, pushed back in?
Gunfire.
It would have had to have been.
Somebody was videotaping that shit.
I need to see that.
Mm-hmm. It's 90 seconds to the end of the show.
Aww. Our time goes by so fast.
It really does.
It was really nice talking to all of you, though.
You too, Jay. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to do this again. This is nice.
Word.
If you guys call in, you know, I'll set it up.
We need a good topic next week. We need to stay
on
topic.
We'll do it every other day.
We need to stay on topic, too.
But, I mean,
we
how
never
much
stay
can
on
you
topic.
Talk about Eden? Shoot, you know.
I know. Everybody told their story. I'm not telling all of mine because that's just messy, see? I'm trying to fix my e-boo. I am not about to put that shit out there. Hell no.
Who is that?
Who?
That just said that.
That was Desi.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Wait,
I thought Desi under the bus.
Roll into that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Brandy hopped off about 20 minutes ago.
Damn, say it, say bye.
Huh?
Say it, say bye.
She didn't. She just left.
Anyways, guys, it was really nice talking to you. I have to go, though. I'll see you guys on the page.
Oh, you got to go.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
See you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She does. She sound younger. I mean, yeah, younger than 26.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Jay?
Yeah, that was Jay.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Desi.
Mm-mm.
I know. She was talking and you guys thought it was me a couple times.
I sound just alike. Y'all all sound alike.
No, we don't.
No, we, me and Toya sound different.
I definitely sound different.
Yeah, she, yeah.
And Dom, yeah, Dom has her own. She's Cali.
Yeah. Sound old.
Mr. sound different.
No,
Mal
sound
old. Not even.
Where did Pinky go anyway?
Hmm.
I can't believe Brandy didn't say bye. What a punk.
You should text her and bitch her out for that. That's some bullshit.
Negative.
I've done it to you, Desi.
Negative.
I'd have tongue kissed you through the phone and told you bye.
I'm so weak.
I'm just playing. I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble. I'll be a messy. I apologize.
No,
she don't. Brandy knows better.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Put laying down the law.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Your antics is not working. All right, let me go ahead and close this out. I'll be on the wall in about 10.
Okay.
All right, love you guys.
Love you guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Peace out.